There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
It is Braves Pregame Daily for your Saturday morning, April 17th, 2021. With Chris Domino, I'm Kevin McAlpin, and we are looking back on a 5-2 win for the Braves yesterday in their series opener at Wrigley Field. Chris, we'll start with the good news. Braves get a W. They had to hang on for dear life in the ninth inning, but another big game for Ronald Acuna Jr., Marcelo Ozuna with three hits in yesterday's win. Middle of the order that we've talked so much about needed to get it going. Seems like these last couple of games really starting to swing the bat much, much better here of late.
Yeah, and the other good sign is while it did get a little bit hairy, as you said, in the ninth, we'll talk about that in a second, what the Cubs have not been able to do this year with runners in scoring position continued yesterday. So the Atlanta Braves take advantage of a few times with that situation, and the Cubs don't. They'll do it again today, and one of the things that David Ross, I heard some of the postgame yesterday afternoon, they're trying to figure some stuff out because you look at the individual pieces, this should not be a team that's struggling to score runs like this. But if you look at an 0-84 runners in scoring position number, which is horrifically bad, historically bad, the Atlanta Braves dodged a little bit of a bullet, no doubt about it. But this team, the good news is the Cubs have not been good yet so far this year. They continued that yesterday, hopefully continue it again today. When presented with an opportunity to do something, if you look at the top of their lineup, how many guys they had on base and how often they did it, this is incredible. It was a two-run game until you look at what the Cubs have not done this year, which is score runs. The Atlanta Braves wipe a brow, pick up the 5-2 win. As you said, Ronald Acuna just fine, both bat and legs, and he did that again. The hustle play, I'm watching MLB Network. The hustle play has become really a signature thing for him so far this year, and the baseball world has noticed. They're talking about being a five-tool player again, which sometimes goes away and sometimes gets exaggerated. Ronald Acuna Jr. Is proving what a five-tool player actually looks like.
Scoring from second on a ground ball to shortstop. Think about that for a minute. I mean, yeah. He's doing things. We talked about it last week. He tags up and scores on a pop fly to second base. I mean, it's just the speed element of his game. He has taken it to three levels beyond what it was in years past. And we talked about it. He slimmed down in the offseason. But for me, I mean, it's not like he was overweight. It's just that he put in such hard work this offseason, and you can see it paying off very, very quickly this year.
Yeah, the bullpen is going to be a story because it was a tale of two bullpens. It was really good until you got to the ninth inning. Then, as we said, it got hairy. Can I tell you what Ronald Acuna looks like to me? It sort of hit me last night. He looks like a guy who's trying to play for the scouts to get noticed, to either get off the island or to actually get moved up from A ball to double A ball. It's they fill out a sheet. You know, there's a sheet that they fill out game wise and you put in a report. This guy looks like he's trying to fill up that report with everything that includes we got to move him up, or this guy needs to be signed, or this he's playing like he hasn't played in front of anybody. Therefore, he still has to impress everybody. That's a heck of a thing to say at this point in his career.
He's playing. It's almost like he's playing for the contract. And we all know that he's got that pretty well in his back pocket. I want to talk about the ninth inning for just a minute. Will Smith, very, very bizarre inning. Matter of fact, we saw some history yesterday. Did you realize that, Chris?
Is it three walks, three strikeout history?
It's three walks, three strikeouts, a one-inning save without giving up any runs. That was courtesy of our buddy Jason Stark. Now, look, yeah. I know the save statistics only been around since 1969. However, we saw something that's never happened before. And the Cubs, again, they've got to be kicking themselves. They left 12 runners on base. Wasn't a whole lot better for the Braves. They stranded 11. This was a 5-2 game that went 4 hours and 2 minutes yesterday at Wrigley Field. So I guess if you were sitting in the bleachers, at least you got your money's worth. But opportunities for both teams to break this game open. But again, history for Will Smith, maybe not the kind of history you want to be on, but ultimately he did get that big strikeout of Jock Peterson to get the win. But I thought that was an interesting little nugget from Jason Stark.
I have multiple texts that I can't even read. I can't read into this microphone to put out because there might be children listening about what was going on during that ninth inning. And I'm not kidding. Three texts from three different people proclaiming things and stringing words together that I've not heard in a while. And I'm born in Brooklyn, lived in New Jersey. It was it was crazy how angry people were getting. Now, again, the good news is the Cubs became the Cubs, or they continue to be the Cubs, because an inability to move. There was a lot of traffic. You don't have a four-hour game unless there's a lot of traffic with seven runs total. But the Cubs actually end up on the short side once again, where they're explaining where their offense isn't one more time on a Friday afternoon in Chicago. They'll do it again today. Let's talk real quick about the starters. Enoa is a guy that really should be talked about. We'll hit the injuries, what happened to the Braves yesterday, because it became a walking infirmary, no doubt about it. But Enoa, Trevor Williams today, the idea that we're excited to watch Enoa throw to see if he can come close to doing that again is a really interesting thing around here. Look, I've been here a long time, Kevin. I've seen the carousel. I've seen the turnstile of, well, it's going to be this guy, and it's going to be this guy, and here's another guy we're going to throw at you. And for the most part, and this is a God's honest truth, this is a true story, you can't find more than three Brave starters in the Braves minor league system who come up to the major leagues who have won 50 or more games for the Braves. Now, think about that statement. And I'm talking about Steve Avery. I'm going back to Steve Avery as one of them. I have heard the stories of, well, this guy, and this is why you draft, and this is why you accumulate. There really hasn't been much in the way of longish-term success. I'm not saying it's not going to be Max Fried, who, by the way, came over in a trade, but I'll give them credit. He was in their minor league system young. Mike Soroka or anybody else, see Ian Anderson, see Kyle Wright, see Bryce Wilson, see Enoa. I mean, there really hasn't been a lot of this. So it's kind of nice to feel a genuine excitement to try to find out if this guy might be one of the few that's really stuck. When I say stuck, goes to arbitration, if not beyond, with the Atlanta Braves as a starting pitcher after being excited like this to watch them early.
Yeah, and, you know, look, he's only 22 years old. He's not a guy that's gotten a lot of the publicity as far as, you know, working his way up the system. Braves acquired him a couple of years ago. But when you have a fastball that can hit triple digits, that wipeout slider, he certainly has the stuff. He has swing and miss stuff. Now, again, can he continue this? What's going to happen when teams make adjustments to him? And we know, players at this level, they can time 100 if you show it to them enough. So it's going to be on him to make adjustments as he goes forward. But I'm really excited for his potential. Will he stick around? I don't know. Will he, make five more starts this year? Who knows? We'll see. But if he keeps up what he's done in the early going and continues striking out guys like he did against the Marlins, I mean, 10 Ks in six innings, one walk, that'll play. I don't care what opponent you're facing. So I'm excited for his potential moving forward. There's no doubt about it.
And look, I hate to do this because it's cliched, but it's kind of easy gas. He doesn't look like a guy that it's not a ton of movement. And I'm talking about physically him on the mound. I don't know if he's got a presence or if he understands that this is my shot, take advantage of it. I don't know what it is with him, but I'm telling you, I have had guys' names shoved down my throat for over two decades. It's going to be this one, and this is the guy, and this is why we did this, and this is why you don't trade prospects, and blah, 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 blah. Look, there are signs that this group could be that. No guarantees, because you just know how quickly something can happen. But they've hoarded for a while, and maybe we're going to see some rewards. And the other part about it, Kevin, which I kind of like, a couple of them got to throw in the postseason last year, and I think there's something going forward about that. Do you get a taste of it early instead of sitting around for two or three years, not only getting your ass kicked, but all of a sudden not being in a situation where games matter? This group, and let's just call them a group, has collectively been in games that matter. And Noah's a guy now that's trying to prove, as you said, do you get another start in 5 days? Well, I'll tell you what, you throw a game like that, yeah, you're going to get another start in 5 days. So I don't want to get too excited, but I do think that maybe, just maybe, after all the stuff that I've heard, this guy might actually be in that group that gets to prove that, oh, yeah, this is why we didn't trade any of these guys. Because fan base, you know this. Fan base has been angry at times. I'm one who said it. Prospects for parades, man. I'll trade for the back of the baseball card. It hasn't happened. They've held on. They've hoarded. And I'll use that word. They've hoarded. Maybe this year is the year that you see. You couple it up with enough offense. Maybe this is the year you see that the pitching, there was a reason they did this in the draft as often as they did.
Yeah, and we talked about it in off seasons in the past with Ben and I doing the Clubhouse Report. Is this the off season you finally use some of these guys? And it's probably not the right terminology, but use them as capital to get a bat in return. Well, they've held on to a lot of these prospects. most of them have not panned out, unfortunately. They've had a few that have been really, really good. Obviously, the Braves are hoping that this group, whether it's Enoa or Wilson or Wright, maybe two or three of those guys can stick around for a little while and make an impact in this starting rotation. They're going to be looking to those guys in the future for the next couple of years. You touched on the injuries from yesterday. Braves had a couple of guys come out, Ender and Ciarte, another hamstring injury. Look, Ender, we've kind of been tough on Ender, and rightfully so. He's really scuffled the last couple of seasons. But when you see him come off the field, tears in his eyes, he knows that's worse than just a little pull. I mean, I think that, you know, he's been through hamstring injuries in the past. You feel for a guy like that. And then Ozzy, who had a rough day at the office yesterday, he comes out in the ninth inning, pinch run for by Pablo Sandoval. That's a sentence that I don't think has ever happened before. Pablo Sandoval, pinch runner. I've got a feeling later on this morning, we hear that Ender's going on the IL. Ozzy, who knows? Doesn't seem that bad, probably more precautionary, but losing Drew Smyly before the game, it's been that injury report that you and I do on the Ford Leadoff Show is getting longer and longer by the day, and hopefully we'll get some better news on Ozzy Albies later on this morning.
And it's got to be some kind of shuffle. You know, you have the ancillary group. That's why Kyle Wright got the start yesterday as Smyly was banged late. But yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what the roster move is going to be. I don't think Ozzy's going to play today unless it's, you know, just young. Hey, look at me, I recovered. I'm not sure he's going to be in a lineup today. You probably want to keep him off his feet. Hopefully it's sooner instead of later, but I do agree with you. The Smyly one is interesting because there's got to be a counter move, and it's going to be Kyle Wright moving forward. We'll find out. Ender and Ciarte, now you found out late, as you said, with Pablo Sandoval having a run, that it got the slim pickings in Chicago yesterday. We'll see who actually comes up and reinforces the troops. We'll find out if any other roster moves are going to be made, and we'll find that out by the time you and I get on to the pregame show. All right, real quick, the Chicago Cubs, one more thing about them. They've got a lot of decisions to make, and I wasn't sure. It's only 2 weeks plus of baseball games, but holy smoke. I think they're about to eat their own. I think the fan base is probably now, for as much as I want to thank you for the World Series, no doubt about it, there does come a point where that World Series hangover is over, and you have to actually get back to playing good baseball. I have no idea what they're going to do. Individually, this team reads like a team that should be in contention, especially in a division that doesn't look very good. Let me tell you something. I'll take the Cincinnati Reds lineup over this lineup every day of the week. And you know what Cincinnati's not doing the side of Joey Votto? Nick Castellanos is getting some money. They're not paying a lot of people. You know, their decision is going to be much easier than the Cubs. It's, yeah, we like ours. What about you? I don't think the Cubs like theirs right now.
I don't think they do either. And based on our effects crowd mic in Wrigley Field yesterday, it doesn't sound like the fans are all that thrilled about their players either. They were really letting them have it yesterday afternoon. I don't know if you caught any of that while you were in the car.
No, I did. They don't have much interest in this group. Listen, thank you for the World Series, but my God, we're going on 5 years now. We got to figure some of this out. And David Ross is going to catch some of the bullets as well. So, again, that's a them problem, as I like to say. But watching it firsthand, there's a disconnect with who these guys are, what you pay them, what guys think they're worth. Jed Hoyer, good luck to you. Again, not my problem right now. My general manager is in a better position than the Chicago Cubs general manager. All right, speaking of things you might want to do this afternoon or tomorrow or coming up, Hooters is going to give you an opportunity to watch Braves baseball all season long in Braves country and beyond. You want the MLB package? Yeah, every Hooters has that. You want NBA? Yep, they got that. NHL, MMA, UFC. Hooters has got it all. It's great wings, great burgers, cold beer, and an opportunity now in newer, bigger television-laden Hooters to watch what you want. If they're playing it, Hooters is showing it. Really good people who are actually ready to give you a good time, whether it's your softball team, whether it's a night after, whether you just actually just want to go out and skip work one day. You've got an opportunity to do it. Golf, too, by the way. Majors, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Go watch Major Golf at Hooters. Hooters gives you an opportunity to have a great time anytime. Let's do the quiz of the day. Since the Braves moved to Atlanta, now what do you think about wins? Just real quick, do you believe wins are an indicator? Finish your sentence. Wins are an indication of,
for a pitcher. Are we talking pitcher wins or pitcher wins? Well, a lot of times they're an indication you got a pretty good offense around you, especially here lately, because pitchers don't have a chance to stick around long enough to get a win anymore.
Yeah, and managers will pull you out of that 4 1/3. Sorry, you got to go. So I do know that wins are different than they used to be. Since the Braves moved to Atlanta in 1966, which pitcher has the most wins in that W column? By number, which pitcher has the most wins in the Atlanta Braves version of history in the wins column? Single season, not cumulative, single season wins leader for the Atlanta Braves since they moved to Atlanta since 1966. Write it down. We've been asking you quiz questions. Got a first edition, If I Had a Hammer, the biography of Henry Aaron. We're going to be giving that one away. We'll ask you in a couple of days to accumulate all those answers. Send them to myself and Kevin. Kevin, real quick, day baseball in Chicago. It continues. Then they'll play the nighttime version. National, you know, the Ronald Acuna thing is going to be played up big tomorrow night. You know what's crazy? Chris Bryant, Rizzo. I know they always want to do the split screen, my star versus their star. These two stars tonight. Who are they going to put up in Chicago unless it's a history lesson? Because there's nobody right now that really is supposed to split the screen. Ronald Acuna might get the whole screen tomorrow night.
Yeah, maybe Wilson Contreras or maybe Javi Baez complaining about getting hit by pitches. Maybe those guys get featured because of what's happened with some of the antics. No, it's a great question. I mean, again, these guys, they've done a lot of winning, this group with Contreras and Rizzo and Bryant, Baez, Hayward. But, you know, ultimately, yeah, I don't know. I think Acuna will get probably a lot more attention because there's star power names, but not star power statistics on this Cubs team this year.
Last one. I would bet, if I was a betting man, Ronald Acuna's name will get mentioned three times as often as anybody else's tomorrow night. I'm not kidding. I think they're going to bring him up. They're going to show him in the field. They're going to bring him. They need to sell the game, right? Isn't that the thing? Baez is a guy that I think you can certainly build around. But if you're going, Freddie Freeman will get his. They're going to talk about the MVP season last year. Certainly an ESPN game. They're going to talk about the ESPN piece on Freddie Freeman and his family. No doubt about it. But if you were tabulating at home, if you had to play take a shot every time Ronald Acuna's name is mentioned, you won't get out of the first inning before you don't know your name. He's going to be the show tomorrow night in every way, shape, and form on Sunday night. They are going to pimp this guy like nobody's business.
He's the best player in the game right now. I would challenge anybody out there to tell me there's somebody better right now than Ronald Acuna Jr. in Major League Baseball.
I would say don't try, because if you plan on if you plan on going to that hill, you'll die on that hill. All right, Braves Cubs this afternoon. We will give you game two of that. The Atlanta Braves. Look, if you look around the division, and we'll do this, you and I, in the pregame show today. Bryce Harper was not very happy with his Phillies teammates or himself. They found a way to win yesterday. The Nationals, Schwarber hits his first home run. Max Scherzer, 10 strikeouts for the 99th time in his career. Schwarber goes deep to walk it off for the Nationals. So every time the Braves do something good, I say it's not done in a vacuum. Keep an eye on what's going on. The Mets had a game canceled. They'll hopefully get their series started today in Colorado. We'll give you all the details coming up in the pregame show, but this is the daily pregame show. Hit subscribe, hit play, enjoy it every day. Kevin and I are here for you, Braves fans, all season long. Don't forget, stop in at Hooters, have yourself a great time. Kevin and I will be back to do it again, the Sunday edition, as we get ready for Sunday Night Baseball, hopefully talking about another Braves win right here on the Braves Radio Network.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.